Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Rodas is here. Rick is a new friend. He's the president of ComplyRight Tax Solutions, which is a division of ComplyRight, Inc., and he is here to talk to us about some really important dates. And I mean, and at this moment, at this point, it's not just dates. It's like this moment almost, right, Rick?
Yes, it is, Jim. The IRS has changed some of the rules related to filing 1099s and W-2s.
Yeah.
And so they must file by the 31st of January instead of March 31st, as it was
before.
About
this. Think about this, folks. This is, and we, you know, we've been mentioning this. I started talking about this to my folks actually back probably in November, Rick, and because you just can't remind people enough about this. So let's start over again. And by the way, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for your time and for your information. So start over again and go over that one more time. Folks, this is going to be on the test. The bad news, the IRS is going to be giving you the test. Go ahead.
Well, as you all know, you have to issue 1099s to recipients that you've paid certain income to.
Right. Housekeeper, people mow your yards.
Yep.
Any contractor.
Or contractors.
Contractor. We have a lot of contractors. My company has a lot of contractors. So go ahead.
So the IRS has basically said that instead of being able to send in your 1096, they call it, to the IRS, you have to file that by January 31st. And it used to be March 31st.
Right. So that's 2 months.
Two months earlier.
Why did they cut it so short?
Well, the reasoning that the IRS used is to cut down on fraud, because in between that time that the recipient would get the copy and then the file was actually sent to the IRS, there was people that was committing fraud.
Hmm. So what you're saying is that in those 2 months, people would go ahead and file their returns as if, well, I didn't receive that 1099. I didn't know that I had that income, and they're getting a refund.
Yes.
That at a level that they wouldn't have gotten had the 1099 already been filed.
Yes.
And by the time the IRS reconciles the 1099 that comes in after, or as you say, the 1096 that comes in after the refund is paid, then they got to go back and claw that back, which is a lot of trouble.
Yes, absolutely. And also W-2s. Those are changing as well. The W-2 deadline is now January 31st instead of March 31st to the government.
Right. So is it also the same date to give to the 96 to the government and the 99 to the contractor? They have to be done at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. In one step this year. That's the big difference.
Right, right. So, folks, in case you know, I'm sure most of you know this. If you're a contractor, if you get a 1099, you're the second person to get it. The government has a copy, and they're sitting there tapping their toe, saying, "Okay, dude, when are you going to reconcile this?" Right?
Absolutely. That's what the IRS does, is they reconcile the two together.
It's what they do. So, all right. So that's a big deal. Do you think people are ready for this? Do you think people? I mean, my goodness, we've sure talked about it enough on the show, but we, you know, we miss some people. We don't have, every small business owner out there, unfortunately, doesn't listen to the show, even though they should. But do you think people are ready for this?
Well, hopefully, people like accountants or other small business advocates like you are out there explaining this and telling small businesses. But we do think that there's going to be a lot of businesses that are going to miss this deadline.
Yeah.
And continue to do it with the old deadline in mind.
This is why I encourage people to have a professional. If you're a professional business owner, hire a professional tax professional, a tax professional. So let me give you an example. Earlier this week, I heard I was in one of the office where the phone is answered. And I heard the person answer the phone. I heard who was calling and who it was going to, and I walked in. It was my accountant. And I walked in. She doesn't call us all that much. And I walked into the other office, and I said, "What did Jackie want?" And that person said, "She wanted to discuss the 1099s. And I said, and as I walked back to my office, I said, "Okay, they're taking care of it." Now,
yep, that's exactly
so. That's
true.
Another whole person, another whole organization that I'm paying to keep me out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys do the same thing, don't you?
Yeah, we have an online site called efileforbiz.com, which allows a small business to do this all online instantly. And
right.
Every time, and once they file their forms through efileforbiz.com, we print them and mail them to the recipient within 24 hours, and then we send it to the government.
This is another example of what I mean by professional help. Now, if I've already signed up for you, will you bug me? Will you pester me? Will you remind me to get this done?
Absolutely. Sending emails.
So you kind of like a real pain in the neck till I get it done. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what we do.
All right.
Send emails with reminders of dates.
Go ahead.
And things.
So, all right, that's great. And so give us the website again, please.
It's efile4biz.com.
efile4biz.com. All right. So and what does that involve? Do I just go there and subscribe?
Yeah, you basically you just register, and there's no fee to register. And once you're in there, it will explain to you how to enter your data in into the 1099, and then check out using a credit card. We charge per form, so you
okay.
can do just one form. The
right.
beauty of eFile for Biz is it's built for the very small business who does one, two.
So I put forms. In my. So I've got. I'm sitting there. I've got the information on my contractors because it's been. I've done my work on my taxes. I mean, on my general ledger and all that's in there. So I know who they are. I know how much to pay them. And I basically just is. You probably got a wizard there that walks me through it.
Yes, absolutely. And there's also help sections and chats for you. Another great feature of eFile for Biz is that you're able to move the data from your QuickBooks account or Sage or Xero and move it right into our system. That's a huge benefit
no
for the
kidding.
Small business.
So folks, there's no excuse. What's the cost per page for something like that?
So to have everything printed, mailed, and e-filed for one form, it's $3.95.
$4
more, it goes down from there.
Wow, folks? That's a deal. And the IRS is going to charge you a lot more than that if you don't do it, right?
Absolutely. Fines have gone up. They're now $30 to $100 per 1099
wow.
that's not filed on time.
Wow. How about that, folks? We'll take a break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.